East Coast Breakfast.
Today on Kerry's Couch, I have a woman who, and I've never done this before, I've got a woman in front of me who brought some guests with her. And usually I'm really polite to the guests and I let them come in and see the studio and then they leave again so we can record Kerry's Couch. But today this woman's guests and husband were not allowed anywhere near me. And it's because those guests were snakes, actual real snakes, because the woman sitting in front of me right now is wife to very well-known Durban or KZN South African snake handler. I think that's the right word. Nick Evans. Her name is Jo Evans. Welcome to Kerry's Couch, Jo.
Thank you for having me.
You realize that we've left two snakes in the reception at East Coast Radio. So I'm sure we'll get to that a little bit later. Let's first of all find out about the woman who just happened to be in one of the pictures. And that's how we found out. And we thought, you know, we've just had women's month and we're looking at women who are limitless, and really I don't know what more you need to be limitless in a world where you live literally with snakes. So Jo, who are you? Where do you come from? When were you born?
Born in 1992.
Yeah.
A 92 baby. I grew up in like Glen Hills and Durban North, so we didn't get a lot of snakes there, but I always loved all animals. Dogs are still my favorite. Sorry to the snakes. Yeah, and then I met Nick a good few years back now. As a kid, I always used to collect insects and shungalolos and frogs, and I'd put them in tubs and then I'd wonder why they die. And then my mom was like, well, they can't breathe. You've got to make breathing holes. So then, much to her delight, I used to puncture all her Tupperwares and keep them. It wasn't really something that anyone I knew did. And then I met Nick and he invited me, I think, first to go frogging, which is looking for frogs.
Mm.
And I love frogs, but I didn't realize that was a thing and people actually did that. And yeah, from then on, in the first snake rescue and looking for snakes, I just fell in love with the world.
Okay, hold on. We have to go back. So let's look at six-year-old Jo. If
yeah.
you asked her, what was she going to be when she was big? What was her answer?
Oh, a singer.
A singer?
Yeah.
Can you actually sing?
A little.
So, okay, yeah. So you're not bad. You're a decent singer.
Yes, yeah. I wouldn't say I'm exceptional, but I used to sing in church and things.
All right. And when you were at school, did you have siblings?
Yeah, I have quite a few siblings. I have one blood brother and one stepbrother who grew up with me. And then I also have two stepsisters from my wonderful stepmom. So, yeah.
So there's a lot of siblings.
Yes.
And when you were young or younger and you were coming home with tubs filled with things, how did the family react to this?
The thing is, we never had snakes. So my mom's terrified of snakes. So even when she decided to read Nick's book, she wanted to make sure that the pictures were at the back because she didn't want to look at the pictures. Yeah. So mostly it was frogs and, you know, insects and little ho-hos. And she was kind of like, oh, that's lovely. Why don't you put that in your room?
Okay. So how old were you when you met Nick?
I was 22 and he was 20.
Oh, so so he's younger than us.
I know. And it almost put me off, but when, it was okay.
When you first met him, is this what he's been doing his whole life?
His whole life. If you ask his mom, since he was like six, he discovered Steve Irwin and then used to catch things in the garden in primary school and high school, used to put out adverts for like call outs and he used to go catch snakes in the complex and around the area in Westville.
So when you met him and you guys are like, you like him, he likes you, and obviously the question comes up, so what do you study or what do you do? And he tells you, I catch snakes. What was your reaction to that?
I was just kind of amazed because I said, what do you like to do for fun? He's like, well, I like going into the garden and looking for frogs and chameleons. And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't realize people did that. But okay. I was kind of, yeah, like I said, I didn't realize people did that.
Wait,
but
you know when you like a guy and everything they say is funny or you just go with it, was there part of you that was just being super nice because you thought he was hot and you wanted to date him? Or did you genuinely, were you like, okay, that's cool, frogging, no problem?
I was genuinely interested, actually, because I kind of felt like it was the child version of Joe that got to play with frogs. Then I was always comfortable with snakes, but I didn't want to hold the venomous ones for obvious reasons.
Joe, if Nick came home today and he said, that's it, I'm changing, I actually want to go into teaching kids about animals, I'm done doing the snake catching, are you a happy wife or a sad wife?
I'd probably laugh in his face because that's never going to happen.
Okay, alright. But let's say it did. Would you feel a sense of relief, or have you really just come to love and appreciate this ridiculous human being that you live with?
I think I'd feel a little bit sad because I feel like what he does and what I get to do with him occasionally when I'm not at work is, it's meaningful.
Yes or no? Do you now love snakes?
Yeah, I do. I find them very interesting.
So wait, when you go, yeah, when a woman's voice goes up like that. Look, I've done a yeah before in my life.
How do I put this? It's kind of like I have a compassion for them, but I don't love them like I love dogs. Like, okay. Often when we go out to call outs and there's cute dogs, there's my focus. Is I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so cute. And Nick's like, can I get some help over here? But yeah, I definitely have a compassion for them. They're beautiful creatures. They're misunderstood and yeah, feared by a lot of people, and fear often causes people to
react poorly.
Yeah.
How far or how long had you been dating before the first snake entered the relationship? And this is not some sort of a sex joke.
Less than a month, maybe like 2 weeks.
Okay. Were there any snakes involved in the proposal or the wedding?
No. He made me hike up a mountain. Yeah, if anyone knows me, I hate hiking and I was horribly ill with the flu. But
did you know the proposal was coming?
No. So I had no idea.
How did that happen?
It's weird because I never thought I was someone who would get married and want a family and things like that. So I always thought I was going to be Miss Independence and do my own thing. And then about a month into dating Nick, I just knew. I can't explain it to anyone. I was like, yes, this is the life I want to be a part of. Like,
wow,
this is how I feel. And I love him so much. And we had sort of, after movies, like gone past the jewelry shops and I'd like looked at all the rings. And then I was like, geez, these are all so expensive. But as you can see, I've actually forgotten to wear my wedding ring today. Yeah, I was kind of like taking into consideration the prices because when you're young, you don't have money. So I was like, yes, that one. That one's nice and simple. It's gold. That one. But I didn't think he would propose so soon. So we were dating 6 months.
And he proposed?
Before he proposed, yeah.
Wow.
But then we spent 2.5 years being engaged.
That's lovely.
Which I wouldn't advise that length, but...
But you know what? If you're going to be married forever, take some time to be engaged. What is it like knowing that every time your husband goes to work, something tragic may happen and you may not come home?
Yeah. I mean, obviously I try not to dwell on that, but every now and again when he does go and it sounds like a difficult situation, I do get a little bit nervous.
Has he been bitten?
He has, but like I say, never on a call out.
What do you mean?
So when he was feeding one of the snakes, he got bitten.
We at home?
Yes. So he's actually been bitten twice by the same snake.
Why is that snake still at your house?
It's not. After the second time I was like, you are giving it to a snake park, it's not staying at home.
Have you been bitten?
Yes.
Is it sore?
It is a little. It varies with the snakes. And it kind of feels like a paper cut. It's not too bad.
So Jo Evans, the wife of very well-known South African snake handler Nick Evans, thank you so much for being with us on the couch this morning. And thank you for leaving the snakes outside. If someone would like to know more, perhaps there's someone who in their spare time would like to assist Nick, because this is also something they absolutely love to do. Or themselves, they found, you know, there's a snake on my stoop.
Yeah.
How do we get hold of you? Where do we find you?
It's better to call Nick. You can call him on 072-809-5806 or email him on nickevanskzn@gmail.com. He does have a Facebook page, KwaZulu-Natal Amphibian and Reptile Conservation.
Also, thank you so much. I think it's been very enlightening. I do hope that these misunderstood creatures are left to live in peace. And if they do happen to make their way into your household, before you do anything drastic, just get hold of Nick and Joe.
Yes.
She's not at work. And let them sort it out for you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And now you and those snakes can leave.
Okay.
Bye.
East Coast Breakfast.